This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
Podcast. It is my girl that is making my day. My girl Bean. We got the news today, right, Amy? Yeah, turn the mic on. There you go.
It's on. Yes, we did. We are very, very, very excited.
So we had the proverbial baby today. We've been waiting 6 months since our login date to China. And now we have...
We have a little sister for Luke. Right, Luke?
Luke, you excited?
What's her name?
Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie.
And we have her Chinese name. Do you know it off the top of your head without looking at the cheat sheet?
It's Qi Yin Yang.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. According to my cheat sheet, that's what it says, yeah. And the, well, the
or
trick
Yang.
Is,
maybe it's Yang.
No, Yang. Yang. Yang.
Yin Yang.
Yin.
Qi.
Yang.
Yin Yang. You know what? I don't know. It's very complicated. And
well,
until I have somebody sit down and actually go over it with me.
Well, it is tough because... Qi is spelled in Chinese Q-I. So right there, you're completely in a hole. But we are excited.
We're very excited.
6 months has gone by.
She is living in Qidong.
Yes, she's in China. Yes, what was that, Luke? Where's she living?
China.
Yes, in China. She's in China, and she's in Qidong City, which is in the province of Hunan. And
in the country of China,
in the country
the world
of China,
Earth.
And she is 9.5 months old. Her birthday is August 12th of 2004. So we are extremely, extremely excited. We've been doing the telephone tree, calling all kinds of people, emailing everybody we know, and just spreading the word. And everybody goes, "Okay, you got a picture?" And we're like, "No,
no picture,
no picture yet." But tomorrow,
tomorrow.
So we're very excited about that.
We will have a picture. That will be nice to have a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on, and this is very strange, we were actually on with Susan, who some of you have been listening to the show. Susan came to our house to be the broadcaster tips for podcasters, and she was a podcaster for a day. And today was our turn to return the favor.
And be broadcasters for the day.
We were broadcasters for the day. Did you enjoy it? You were very nervous. Did you enjoy it?
I was very nervous.
I saw your hand shaking.
But I pretty much all day, I think I had the shakes. I was shaking there because, you know, it's such an emotional experience to talk about this. And being at the time in the morning so close to the referral, and we didn't know that we were going to get the referral, but just being on the edge. It was very nervous, but Susan just made it like you were just talking to her and nobody else, so it went really well.
Yeah, we had a great time. Susan was wonderful. We did plug the world of podcast. Well, I did. I got there a little early. Amy took little red boy here to daycare, so I went in and did the early shift for about a half hour and was able to plug podcasting. So we did the Geek Minute. And I plugged PodcastOutlaws.com, of course.
Yes, we did.
And Podcast Alley, because it's a good place to find a lot of podcasts.
I think we need a junior podcasting site, right, Luke? Don't you think that you need to be, like,
Red
do
Boy
your
Junior.
Own, you know, Red yeah. Boy Junior Podcast Central?
Could you be Red Boy Junior?
I don't know.
I think you could. What would you talk about? Maybe Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Luke, what do you like about Star Wars? What do you like? What do you have three of that you like playing with all the time?
Brady.
Well, yeah, Brady, but if you had Brady over and then you could play with a Star Wars toy that you have that's like this long.
Okay, I apologize for that. That was bad. Had a little problem with my outputs here. Okay, okay, now your mom's prompting you. You like lightsabers, right, Luke?
Right.
It's fun.
Okay.
Hey, Luke, do you have a baby now?
Yeah.
And are you excited that tomorrow we get the picture?
Yeah.
Do you like watching the wave form on the software?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough four-year-old podcasting.
Too much fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, we were on the radio today, and actually, I'll play this real quick. We had our own promo today that we got to hear. And here it goes, if I can make it work.
Hey. Mornings with Susan and Fish on 101.5 WBNQ.
We asked Matt Namey to join us to tell us all about adopting a little girl from China, a new addition to their family.
Well, you know, I'm extremely excited. I know I was very excited about Luke, but, sure. You know, at the end of my pregnancy, it was just kind of like, I'm ready for him to be here. And it was wonderful, but when you think about the anticipation and the, you know, we're almost at the pregnancy, the gestation period of this is almost like an elephant. It just takes forever.
It's funny because I thought, I'm like, oh, I'm not pregnant. Life will be easier.
Sure.
It really is no easier because with the pregnancy, you sort of participate in the beginning mm-hmm. and then not till the baby's there. With the adoption, you are involved with a lot more things. You have to go, you know, different consults and doctor's visits of your own for mm-hmm. blood work and whatever. The guys do a lot more in the adoption process.
Susan and Fasig, Monday morning, 5:30 to 10 on 101.5 WBNQ.
So there you go. That is we have our own promo now. So, and I had this great, actually had two.
Wouldn't that be called a postmo because we were already on it?
Well, by the time
people. But we're promoting her
time,
show.
And by the time people hear this, it is even more of a postmo. All right, I apologize for that. I don't know what is causing that. I got a bad connection on this. Anyway, so yeah, we were on there this morning, and I did have some great remote podcast ideas that Amy can attest to the fact that they tanked awfully. Yes, go ahead and play with that. Podcasting with a four-year-old, not a good project.
It's our family. See,
know,
this is our family.
This is my life. Welcome to it.
No, we're popping hole with the what's the foam from the...
No, it's a bubble wrap.
The bubble wrap. We're popping bubble wrap right now.
So anyway, I got the iRiver. I said, oh, this weekend I've got... Maybe we'll get together with some friends and we could do a podcast. And we're doing the thing was Susan on the radio so we could do a podcast and all these great ideas. So I did the things with our friends and it was entertaining, but at the same time, nothing I really feel I should put on this podcast or really keep as a recorded diary of anything. So that mobile podcast got tanked real quick. And then I had the iRiver set up in the studio today, trying to maybe get some behind the scenes stuff. Well, yeah, that's bubble pop on the microphone. So, thank you, Luke. Thank
a little
you.
Sound effects for us. The Red Boy Junior is having a good time. He's our bubble wrap. Boy.
He's our Foley artist for the day. So anyway, so I thought behind the scenes.
This is fun.
This is.
Why are we getting feedback? How do you get feedback from like
this?
No,
we don't. It's that piece of crap. I got a bad connector, I think. I don't know if it's the iMic.
Well, you know, let's move right along. You had some ideas.
So okay, so the night with the friends was a bad idea. Okay.
This is not.
Oh, I know what's doing it. Every time you pull your mic, that's what. All right, hold on. We're gonna annoy people really quick, and then we'll stop. Every time you pull your mic, you're pulling on that cord. There we go.
Well, I think that must be a technical difficulty that was set up by the podcast master.
Well, guess what? When your studio's in the dining room.
Red Boy.
When your studio's in the dining room, what do you can you complain about? So this is a really pathetic long way down a short road that I set up the iRiver to record in the studio, do a behind the scenes.
Behind
the scenes of radio is really boring.
No, actually, it was kind of fascinating because there is no way that I could ever multitask the way Susan did. She's sitting there and she's talking and she's punching on the screen and she's doing all these things.
And
answering the phone at the same time, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, I can barely just try to make myself sound at least somewhat.
But wasn't that more visual than audio?
Well, yeah, it was visual.
The audio part sounds like this.
Oh, the audio part is pretty bad. Because it'd be like this.
Yeah, so I was listening back, and then the interview part sounds 10 times worse than even she gave me a tape that I could listen to. And it was weird because I thought I'd put the broadcast on, but I actually didn't give out my Red Boy pseudonym on the radio because there was first, last name, you know, a lot more personal information, email addresses and whatever. So I didn't do that on the broadcast.
You okay, buddy?
Yes.
Yeah, we also have allergies in our house. So this is like really live.
This is.
But very low production.
Wow. This has got to rank in my top.
You know what? We need another kid in this family to have a little bit more noise, right, Luke?
You know what? Now I know why Mr. X broadcasts at midnight from his attic and not at 7 in the evening with his 4-year-old popping.
You know what's exciting? Even as exciting as today is, tomorrow will be even more exciting because we're going to actually get that picture. But it was actually fun this weekend because Matt and I went on a trip and we went up to Chi-Town.
Not really Chi-Town.
No, okay.
Suburbia.
Okay, whatever.
Which we tried to do an iRiver podcast. It tanked. But.
Yeah, but we headed up there. And the nice thing was on the trip up there, we were able to really listen to a lot of our fellow podcasters.
Well, I've been listening to them.
This was all right. The only one I've ever really listened to is who is it?
Mr. X?
No. What's the one you always make me? The one that's Leo?
Oh, Leo Laporte's.
Yeah. That's the one I've always listened to because you've always.
Which really is.
But
wasn't
which
a
is
podcast,
like, it's like his radio show. So, yeah. So that's the only way I've been ever introduced to podcasting. But it was really a lot of fun.
And you listened to a little. And we didn't listen to anybody's show all the way through. So we didn't have
it was
that
like
much
a time. Sampling, but it was just, it was very interesting and a lot of fun.
You got to listen to a little bit of Jawbone and their Bigfoot story, which was hilarious. And the Bigfoot 911, that's just, you need to listen to it, not in the car. You get all the sound effects. It's great. And Mr. X. And
yeah,
we listened. And Aaron from The Big Show and all of our podcast incest friends we got to listen to. So, and you even made the comment. Well, we need to do some show prep, some research.
Yeah, I know. I'm all about research now. I'm going to be starting to look up stuff and try to come up with some different interesting things that we could actually talk about, or even interviewing L. Red Boy here on different topics of I don't know if they're of my interest, but things that I would like to know of. But, you know, it might be fun to ask him some questions about some things.
But you know what? There are some. You had a great idea because there are some solo podcasters out there. As I started, until I got you to think that was mildly, I could geekify you enough to get you on the show. But there are. You had the idea of let's do a podcast. You know, the wife interviewing the podcaster, a podcast interview for the females. Or the women in the lives of male podcasters, basically. And what are we doing? And what's it all about? And what do we need to know about? Lord, podcast.
For those of you who need to know, Luke ate some dinner tonight, and he is expecting a Krabby Patty, which is a gummy little, looks like plastic, but a little gummy, but it's a Krabby Patty. So for those SpongeBob fans, that's
Lord.
This is our life.
This is another reason why you don't podcast before us. Well, you know what? And this would be an excellent time. And Amy, you haven't heard this song. Actually, you've heard me talking about GarageBand.com, where there's indie artists and that type of stuff. And I actually got a guy. It's Yunz. I think it's YunzMusic.com. It's YunzMusic.com. He's got a song called Radio that I thought we'd play tonight. Nice to feature some artists. And, you know, some listeners might not know that I am the white rapper and I'm big into R&B and not traditionally white rock music. And I do listen to rock music. I listen to a bit of everything, being an old mobile DJ or whatever. But my true heart and vibe sits with the R&B world, and Amy loves to make fun of me for that. So, but I did find a song tonight, and I will actually find, I will play this right now. And again, it's Yuns. The song is called Radio. We're going to play it. It's a quick little 4-minute song. We're going to play it. I'm going to go pick up a Krabby Patty. Go get yourself a beverage, and we'll meet you back here.
Oh, baby. Think about you, baby. Yeah, think about you, baby. I'm thinking about you, thinking about you, baby. Oh,
driving in my car, listen to the radio. Baby, when things got hard, you just let love go. You see the sunshine in the skies, feel the rain upon my face, but it doesn't mean a thing. Don't sing the same melody as I listen to the radio.
Top down, volume up, and it's way past 10. I'm in the traffic reminiscing about way back when. We used to live check to check every day, we were so broke. Only thing we had between us was a love and some hope. I was the man that made you laugh and the cat that made you cry. You were the star that had my back and a dime on my side. You never ever tried to change me, you just let me be me. Never got on me about my business, you just let me be free. Gave me the space so I could breathe, to care my every need. In return, I gave you everything and made you my queen. We had the strongest of ties, nothing could ever separate us. Took vows before God, honeymooned out in Vegas, and used to buy me when the fam died and held me close. I guess nothing is forever, now you wanna let go, and I don't understand it. In fact, I can barely believe it. I keep it pushing through the traffic, still don't know why you're leaving. Come on.
In my car, driving, listen to the radio. Just let love,
why'd you let love?
You see the sunshine in the skies, feel the rain upon my face. But it doesn't mean a thing when we don't sing the same melody.
I think I at least deserve an explanation why you're leaving. I could see if I was cheating, but that can't be the reason. I'm not believing how it changed. We was happy with nothing, now we unhappy with something. Baby, what happened to the loving, Mr. Kissing and hugging, wanna play with my kids? I'm on the road making this money, trying to handle our biz. I put the fan first and foremost, only second to God. Now you packing up and leaving, said the distance is hard, but any woman in their right mind would love this man. I went out of my way and held it down for the fam. I only wish you could just take a minute, notice the way that we did it. Why most just talk that we done lived it, how can you forget it? And I'ma spit it till my lungs collapse. I know the truth is that it's over and you ain't coming back. So let me put this on record, I wrote these licks from my soul. I know nothing lasts forever, but it's sad to see you go.
Driving in my car, driving, listen to the radio. Yeah. Baby, when things got hard, you just let love,
why'd you let love?
See the sunshine in the skies, feel the rain upon my face. But it doesn't mean a thing when we don't sing the same melody.
There's an old expression, if you love them, let them go. If they come back, it's true love, but you can't ever be sure. So I'm a man up and stand up, I guess I gotta let her leave. I mean, it's hard on my heart to watch her walk away from me. I know we had some bad times, but I never would have expected the money to come along and leave us stressed out and tested. And I invested every piece of me in someone who believed in me, and now she's leaving me. I guess it wasn't meant to be, and I'd be lying if I said it didn't hurt. But I'm a man, I chalk it up, and I'ma take it for what it's worth. She pushed me to get it, and when I got it, she left me. So I'ma give it to my kids and keep on riding this Bentley. And evidently she confused, thought the money'd make her happy. The money made us change and it affected us badly. I would've gladly quit it all if she just would've asked me and gave up the music to make it right with the family.
Driving in my car,
driving,
listen to the radio. Baby, when things got hard, you just let love,
why'd you let love?
You see the sunshine in the skies, feel the rain upon my face. It doesn't mean a thing when we don't sing the same melody as I listen to the radio.
Thinking about you, baby.
All right, hey, that was Yuns, and that's from yunsmusic.com. It's Y-U-N-S, music, M-U-Z-I-C.com. And so we're back. Amy, what'd you think about that cut?
That's great.
I know. You're the talk radio
you know,
diva.
It's,
so
it's I am. I would have to say that I'm probably your conservative talk radio guru.
You definitely are. You know who I
mean? I've been listening to a few long-standing conservatives for, well, let's see, who's the longest known conservative talk show host, and I've probably been listening to him since he went national, probably the year that he started, probably back in 1991.
There you go.
So.
Well, I know I should get you and Aaron on a Skype call here, because Aaron's a Democrat out of Arizona.
And I'm a Republican out of Illinois.
Yeah, that'd be entertaining.
Well, it could be fun, you know, because, you know what, I'm open-minded. I listen to others.
You should talk to him on his last podcast, because, man, he was an angry podcaster last time. He was PO'd at everybody.
Well,
so.
You know.
So that'd be fun. That
There's
be
a lot of brainwashing done.
To what, Democrats or Republicans?
Well, you know, I'm not going to go there, because this is a G-rated podcast, and...
Okay, so you have some news there.
I got some news.
That I dug up for you.
All right.
You don't have to read it verbatim.
I'm not reading it verbatim, but I'm just going to... It's very exciting for the podcasters out there, because Steve Jobs is going to launch this next year, later this next year...
Who's Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs is with...
Apple. The CEO of Apple.
And basically, let me just kind of tell you. So Steve Jobs is promising podcast support in the latest version of iTunes, due to be launched later this year, which will allow users to download and subscribe to pre-recorded audio content, which is what we're all about, isn't
which
it?
Is a long way of saying version 4.9, I think it's 4.9 of iTunes, which was supposed to be out in 60 days, is what Jobs is saying.
And here's the quote that I like the best.
What's that?
It's TiVo for radio for iPod.
No crap. Thanks, Jobs. Yeah.
I'm
for a guy who's cutting edge, he's just catching up. Oh, it's TiVo. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We don't care.
You know what? But they're cornering the market.
I'm a savant.
Well, it's great because you know what? People are already having a down. A lot of people already. You're some kind of a savant. But people are already having a download. There, most people, or a lot of people anyway, have iTunes. It's free. But then to get the podcast, you do have to download another piece of software. So it would be great if it was all integrated in one software. And
you know, it's for me. You know, I come home. I got my mini Mac. I have my Mac Mini.
And your mini iPod.
And I have my
you're all
mini
about mini.
iPod. And so I walk into the house and I say, "Oh, I want to upload. I want to get some stuff." I plug in, and it uploads it all from one place.
It
downloads everything for me, right?
Am I correct on this? iPodder is doing the same thing right now, but it's a separate piece of software.
And what am I? I'm not all about that. I need to be
exactly
simplified. This whole world is too technical for me.
You're right, and it is. Podcasting is too technical for the layperson anymore. You heard me on the radio this morning. And you have to have aggregators and all this stuff.
I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, it's that the iPodder piece of software that you subscribe. And exactly. You're shaking your head going, what are you talking about? Same thing.
That's why there's only, what, 5,000 of
podcasters
out there?
Podcasters. Hold on. Here comes Eve.
Oh, we're going to have a question for the night.
Yes,
what's the question, sweetie?
Well, you know what? We don't need to play with that right now. So why don't you go just watch your movie.
We'll find it in a minute.
Parenting by Disney.
Oh.
You have a cup right there on the table. Oh, mommy's pointing to the food or a cup in there. Once again, why you podcast at midnight? Are we okay? Yes, his drink is right there. He has a cup. Yes, it does. He has something in his cup. He has a drink. He has his toy. He's good to go.
Okay.
Anyway, but that's right. That's why iTunes, if they integrate it for the layperson, it's one stop. Here I go. But you still have to get over the hump of subscribing, because even an RSS feed on blogs, there's a million and a half blogs. Only about 5% of the people reading blogs are using RSS. How many blogs do you subscribe to? None.
Zero.
Yeah. So it's the same thing.
I'm actually starting to kind of get into this because, you know, once again, I am being drug into technology.
But if only 5% of people are subscribing to blogs and there's a bazillion blogs, you got to think how many people are subscribing to podcasts. But the advantage is, just like a blog, you can read a podcast. You can listen to a podcast without subscribing.
Well, you know what? I have to say, you know, in the car listening to it, it was great. It was easy. And,
yep.
You know.
And when Mr. X bores you, you just say, all right, next podcast.
No, I thought he was quite funny. What did he, was he the one who had
Yeah, the Darth Vader intro thing.
Yeah, but what was the thing about the beer?
Oh, yeah, podcast beer. And I tell
that
you what.
That was hysterical. We were both cracking up. And he just said what, he just played it for the music?
Yeah, he just likes the music, yeah. He gets off on that.
That was
and
fun.
I do like the beer idea. I would, if you know, if I was half a crap worth of a brewer, I would do that.
Well, but what was it the other night? We had our one of our group meetings and we came up with it was going to be Padme Pilsner and...
Oh, Star Wars beer.
Star Wars beer.
Padme Pilsner and like...
Obi-Wan wine.
Yeah.
White wine.
Yeah,
and
we had all kinds of, you know, Luke Lager and yeah. Oh, we had a whole genre.
It was hysterical. We were having a great time with it.
If we're going to make beer, we could make $1 million.
But so when he said the pod beer, we both just bust up laughing because we're like, oh, man, this is not good.
But you know what? He dug him on himself because he's like, oh, that's a bad idea. And you know what? Ironically, that's one of his first ideas that I think could actually make some freaking money. You know, they have those mints. You know,
oh, yeah. I have I Love Lucy mints.
Well, no, they have those geek mints. They're caffeinated.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have heart-shaped I Love Lucy mints because I'm a big I Love Lucy
those ones
fan.
That taste like crap.
Yeah, they're not very good, but boy, did I love the little tin they came in. So I'm going to probably put Altoids in them. But, you know,
so you have geek caffeinated mints. Why couldn't you have podcast beer?
You could.
A lot of podcasters I talk to enjoy a beverage while they're podcasting. But I am excited to see Jobs. Of course, it's not any surprise that they're so into the iLife, the Life software. But as I was doing my podcasting research for the day, today actually, GarageBand.com, which is where our song of today came from. I forgot to mention Aaron from Arizona beat me to the song. I'll have to play for you later. It's a song called IKEA, as in the store IKEA.
Ooh.
It's humorous / entertaining.
Well, I'll have to hear that later.
Yeah.
I like getting online and looking at all the IKEA because we don't have an IKEA store locally.
Did you go to IKEA when we were up north?
No, because it wasn't convenient to the mall we went to.
Yeah, you love anything. That
I was up there in that one of those wonderful outdoor malls up in the Chicagoland area.
How many hours did you guys shop?
Oh, let's see. We started at about noon. We ended about
four.
No, three. But then we had to go back because we had to pick up what the. The what was some kind of Mac attachment?
Oh yeah, I talked my friend into buying one of the Mac Airport Extremes.
Yeah,
or Expresses.
Express. Yeah. So then we went back, and so then we had to go and do some more shopping.
So of course,
you guys sent
the
girls out. We got the correct thing, and then we're like, oh, haven't been in that store. So
if you guys were in the military, we'd all be dead.
Walked
go
right
pick
on
up
over.
This. Okay. And by the way, I picked up this on my way back. Sorry about that.
Well, we were being
girls.
Proactive.
You were being girls.
I'm like, you know, who knew I needed to have that really cute little blue and white striped seersucker jacket?
I certainly did not.
You know, so I had to run into one of my favorite stores and found that, snatched it up, wore it to work today, looked quite fashionable.
Well, while we're completely deviating from our podcast news, and then the Jeep got hit.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was great. Okay, let's not ring the bell, Luke, while we're doing podcasting, okay? It's very nice, and you can set it on the table. And keep it where you don't lose it, okay? I'm pretty sure that huge bell that Santa Claus brought us would be very loud on a podcast. But as we deviate from podcast news, the Jeep did get our friend's neighbor backed into the Jeep. Put a significant dent and crap with all the adoption stuff today. I forgot to go get an estimate, so I do need to get that out, see how much a new fender is going to cost for that bad boy. So
yeah, and 7 short months to Christmas, so...
Yeah. So, you know, the Jeep's got a few miles on it, so it's about time for new fenders. You know, they wear out.
Well, hey, that happens. And that, your vehicle is basically a magnet for getting hit.
It is. Well, it's had like three rear
bumpers.
It's
had two accidents up in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah. Well, we went to the same people we saw this weekend.
Their wedding 5 years ago.
5 years ago, yes, their wedding.
I was rear-ended.
You were pregnant, and I was inebriated, and we're driving home. You're already not happy because I was inebriated and you weren't.
Well, I was pregnant.
Yeah, and you were pregnant. And we're sitting at a stoplight about 11 o'clock in the suburbs of Chicago, and wham, we get rear-ended. And so that, and they had been drinking, so. And I didn't have my insurance card and yada, yada, yada. Any long story short, that was huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, but it all got taken care of, and it's all okay.
That is it.
Everything's okay.
Everything is okay, yes.
We're going to probably check back in a couple days, give you the update on our new little addition.
Yes.
Little Miss Red Boy.
Yes, Miss Red, yes.
Little Miss Red Boy.
A new mini-me. Or no, it'll be mini-you, I guess.
Yeah,
we have the mini-me.
But she's going to be our hot and spicy girl.
Nah, that's what they say.
Since she's from Hunan.
Hunan.
I know. I'm not. I'm like such the hick.
I know.
Trying to pronounce.
Come see my little girl. She's from China, huh, Hunan. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not. We're really
that's
not
what happens
like that.
When you're from the cornfields. We don't got much learning around here. Oh, I got to play a mash. What do they call those? Mashups? That Len played a mashup on Jawbone. It's pretty funny too.
Anyways, so. We're really excited about everything. What else are we going to talk about? Or are
well,
we going
to
sign
off?
Well,
I did want to touch. No, I totally drugged me off my. We're supposed to do podcast news.
I talked about podcasting.
No, but your podcast story. That
I talked about my story.
You.
I talked about
no,
my story.
GarageBand.com has this really. Well, not I can't even say.
I
really
thought you
cool.
already talked about it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you're just plugging the guys.
I told you about that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, when they're.
When you're just talking to each other and you're not recording, and then
it's
you
a whole different
start,
conversation.
But then you start talking to each other when you're recording,
you
and it all kind of just seems the same.
Exactly. No, GarageBand.com started a set of online tools. They're calling. Where is it at? They're calling them. On Monday, well, today, GarageBand unveiled a set of online tools designed to let people record, mix, and publish their own songs via podcast. Or to license and distribute their music to podcasters. And I'm not sure if it's real. And there she goes with the Kohl's catalog again.
Kohl's ads,
sorry. Do we get 15% off this one?
Again? Yes.
Of course, and like everybody else in the
damn
country.
And this time it's May 25th through June 8th, so, you know, watch out.
But anyway, what they're doing, it just went out today, and I tried to figure it out. I didn't have much time to look at it. But what they're doing is you can literally upload an MP3, but I get mixed messages. Sometimes they say you can upload your podcast, subscribe to some music through GarageBand, and mix up your music that you subscribe to in GarageBand with your podcast, which would be kind of cool. You know, I do my podcast and then grab some songs and you upload it, and they'll stream it, and you could download it. And I would assume somewhere there's a feed for it, but a feed, not a fee. It's supposed to be all free. And I tried to do it, and I wasn't having much luck with it. Actually, one of their FAQs was, having trouble uploading, and the answer was, it may take as many as 10 tries to upload your file. And that did not thrill.
Yeah, 10 tries, that's not going to be happening for me.
You would never try that in a million years. No. So it is beta, so I'll give them that slack. And the other thing is, you can actually call it, and this is where I think they are getting, where Blogger is, blogger.com, where you can email your posts, and we do it with some of our other posts. You can email a post instead of having to log onto a website. You can actually record your podcast by calling in over the phone. But unless they're using Skype or something, it's going to sound like crap. I mean, who wants to listen to somebody do an entire podcast over the telephone? That's not going to sound... Okay, you could just say no one to the mic instead of just nodding at me and hold on to the microphone.
Yeah, that'd be... No, we don't like that, no.
You would never know that we both have comm degrees.
Well, see, but mine was in journalism, so that's more of a print, you know, medium where I'm, like, typing...
Go.
Typing, you know, very non, we're not audio at all. And then next thing you know, get into the radio world.
And, you know, there's plenty of.
And now I'm a banker, so, you know.
And there's plenty of good reasons why we don't do TV, so we'll never get
well,
to
no.
Video podcast is
we
not
know we're
future.
Not going to because we do not need, I do not need another 10 pounds at all. There's no way. I don't need that.
Wow, don't open yourself up.
That face for radio, I think we're both right there
we
for
are,
that.
We are down with the face for radio thing. So we had a good day. We kind of actually ran, and I still have not figured out how to. At some point, for some reason, when it goes to 30 seconds or 30 minutes, I get a 1.
Oh, well.
So I think it's like 39.
That's
minutes,
all right. We're okay. We've been rambling for a while.
We did good.
And I think,
you know what? I appreciate you being on this.
Well, you know what? I'm excited. I've got a lot of energy tonight.
That's why I take advantage of it.
You know, like, shoot, it's, I don't know, it's 8:30, almost 8:30. I'll probably start cleaning the house because I've still got so much extra energy
Family's
today.
Coming over tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have a little pizza or like maybe a gondola party tomorrow night with
maybe
some
I'll try
family
and do
members.
Another remote podcast.
Yeah, I don't think we'll
Man,
do that.
I'm so mad. I love the iRiver rocks. iRiver owes the podcast community a total prop because all podcasters love the iRiver. Unfortunately, I have yet to get a podcast off the. Well, no, I did get the podcast.
I think
from the
couch. That's a user error.
No, it's production error. So I
oh,
guess
production
yeah,
maybe user error.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not
thinking
the prop.
The quality. What you're doing? I think maybe the next time we go to the zoo, maybe we'll do that. I think we might get a podcast if we go to the zoo and not hang out with frat boys.
Well, that would be a better quality. But see, I can't do the zoo because Mr. or yeah, Mr. X, no, or did Len do it? I lose track anyway. Somebody, I think it was Len, did the zoo cast. And so they do what they call the soundscape, where they go to the zoo, and it was so cool because they had like a really nice zoo.
Well, we have a cute little
zoo. Yeah, but
their
zoo had birds that talk.
Well, we don't have that, but we have a wallaby area that they don't talk either.
You can't, unless I jump over the fence and start chasing them. We're not gonna have any audio off the wallabies.
There's the wallaby.
But you know, did I tell you what? Mr.
That would be it. You can hear us open up the door to go in to see the wallabies, and then you walk in, and then the door closes, and then we'll walk through the wallabies, and it'll be very quiet, and you say, "There's the wallabies."
There's wallabies.
And then all of a sudden, you'll hear the door open. And then you close the door, and then we're done with the wallabies.
But I am very happy with my mic. I got that, just a Radio Shack mic, $24, walked into Radio Shack, lapel mic, and it works awesome.
We're excited. We're very, very excited about the iRiver.
Well, yeah. You're thrilled, aren't you?
I am. Look at me, jumping. I'm excited.
It is awesome. If I could just...
I can't believe that this little hobby...
How much money?
I mean, I don't even want to know, but I know that.
No,
I just
kind
of look at some of the gadgets.
Maybe
like,
a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, exactly. $100 there, $100 there.
Yeah, but I keep
getting worried because he's like showing me. Oh, you know, this is coming out.
Hey, the new
there.
iTunes
and everything
is free?
Costs. You know what? Everything's about $100 to $150. It's just $100, $150 bucks.
The mics were only $20 a piece.
These are new.
Yeah, I sold my mic. No, actually, my mic... I didn't sell my mic. I take that back. My mic was broken.
Why didn't you get a cordless mic, then? Why didn't you get at least one cordless mic?
Well, gee, would you really have been happy if I spent $150 or something on a microphone?
No, probably not, but...
So, see, these were $19.99 from Radio Shack. There you go.
Yeah, see? These little added costs. I didn't even know. I thought these were Mike's old mics.
Mike's old mics?
Mike's old mics. I don't
Good
know
old
who
Mike
is.
Mike
but
or
Mike,
Mike buddy.
You know, I don't know.
Oh, you're Mike, so much fun.
But I will tell you, folks, you know what? I am an MVC
folks,
offer. I am like,
you
I'm an exclusive member for Kohl's. I'm excited because the 25th, 26th, and 27th, I am going to be out shopping and saving 15% with my Kohl's card. And you know what?
And this podcast is not even brought to you by Kohl's.
No, but
not
I will tell you
by
what.
Anybody.
They're not probably, no.
As soon, you know what? It's going to be brought to you by Podcast Beer. I'm going to brew some crap beer just so I can
podcast Star Wars beer.
There you go. Podcast Padme.
Yeah, and we'll
beer.
Probably get sued because Star Wars is copyrighted. And you know, then what will I do?
Well, we haven't seen it.
We're hoping that we're going to get to go see it soon, but now that we're having to have family parties and you've got
night?
A game night and we've got all these things, we haven't got to see it. We're probably a couple weeks out before we're going to get to see the movie.
We probably won't have our podcast till the weekend because tomorrow night will be a family night to celebrate the adoption information, and Wednesday night is the second installment of the... Oh, game night might be a decent podcast. But we're doing game night on Wednesday.
The gamers.
We do Xbox gaming, so that's a good time. And then, I don't know, maybe Thursday swim lessons again, so...
Who knows? And then, you know, got the weekend, and hopefully we're going to be getting referral information, and...
We're just busy kids.
And then we're going to be going down to my folks, down to the cornfields of southern Illinois.
Yeah. Those of you who may know where we are, we're in the suburbs, or we're like in downtown cornfields. Amy's parents live in like rural cornfields. So
we're talking, you know what? We're the city mice, and we're going to go down and see the country mice.
Their
this
town
weekend.
Is what, population 500, 600?
No, 652.
Yeah, two bars and 15 churches or something.
Yeah, I think they've got like four or five churches and one bar.
Let me put it to you this way. The nearest hard drive I could find when your brother's computer died was 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
That's a good time. So I always say about 1 hour out, I say, okay, last call for technology.
That's right. But hey.
All right. Well, I'm sure we've bored our listeners to death by this point. But you know what? This is probably more.
We're going to get out there. Matt's going to show me how to listen to some of this garage band music.
We're
going to
put you on the podcast. We're going to podcast on your iPod.
Yeah, maybe I can start picking out some garage band tunes that I would like to listen to. Maybe start featuring some...
Song.
Featuring some new artists. No, I'm
you know
not
what?
Saying
There's
that.
Not a
I
talk
like...
radio artist. And Barry Manilow, I can't afford the SCAT fees.
Well, exactly.
So
we can't afford that, so we're going to have to maybe start listening to free music, and that's probably not really
that
good.
Oh, I'm sure there's some free Barry Manilows out there.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. We'll
play
we'll
Aiken CDs. Nobody's listening to that crap anymore, are they?
Yeah, I'm sure that they're... They're probably on there. I like Clay Aiken. Don't say that.
No, you do. And, you know, I didn't get to do my...
Well, you know what, folks? I don't know if Matt's going to... Red Boy is going to sign off on this. Sorry.
Doesn't matter.
This is supposed
no
to
secret anymore. You know, my secret identity is like a piece of crap. I'm like, you know, Batman
and
without a mask.
And I'd like to tell you guys, he does wear a mask while we do this podcast. And
yes,
so,
and a cape. All right, you know what? We'll sign off. You know what? I do need to get some sign off music someday.
We'll get something. We'll hopefully, you know, unfortunately, we probably can't get any Frank because you used to like to play that last song, but
so
we, you know what? We have to pay for an adoption from China, and we can't afford to be sued.
So I'm broke as hell right now.
So we're just going
to
go ahead.
Or go to jail, for that matter.
No, but we don't want to do that. No,
but anyway,
don't.
Hey, you can email us, and you know what? Maybe tomorrow I will build you, since you're being such a good podcaster, Amy, I may build you your own Red Boy Podcast email address.
Oh, boy.
But for right now, since nobody really emails me except for the couple people I do know,
we'll have to say
you can email me, redboy@redboypodcast.com. Skype me at redboy3. And, of course, the website is redboypodcast.com. Anything else to say before we sign off, my
you know
lovely
what?
Wife?
I don't have anything else but except to say thanks for the memories for this evening.
Sayonara, is that Chinese or is that Japanese? That's probably Japanese.
I don't know.
How about we just say goodbye?
I could say hi. Ni hao.
Ni hao. What's goodbye?
I don't know.
We don't know.
We'll be finding out.
If you do know, email
us. If you know,
yeah, please.
Let us know.
Anybody who knows Chinese, that would be great because we are mental midgets when it comes to it. So we
ping
will
on. Peace.
There
that
you go.
Peace
out. Red Boy out.